News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. Improving US-China trade tensions have eased uncertainty and the world economy may have hit bottom, but a sharp slowdown in India is creating drag worldwide, the International Monetary Fund said on Monday. However, while the risks to the global economy have lessened, the Washington-based global lending institution cautioned that outcomes depend to an important extent on avoiding further escalation between Washington and Beijing. In the latest update to its World Economic Outlook, the IMF cut the global growth estimate for 2020 by one-tenth compared to the prior report released in October, dropping it to 3.3%. It also lowered the 2021 forecast by a bit more to 3.4%. The sharp drop for India accounts for the lion's share of the downward revisions, the IMF said. The relationship between China and the United States, the world's dominant economic powers, is still troubled by unresolved disputes which continue to be a factor. The risk of protracted subpar global growth remains tangible despite tentative signs of stabilizing momentum, the fund warned in its quarterly report. Policy missteps at this stage would further enfeeble an already weak global economy. US President Donald Trump signed a deal with China last week that ends the escalation but leaves in place tariffs on two-thirds of the goods imported from the Asian economic power. The trade truce led to an upgrade of China's growth forecast to 6% in 2020, with a slight slowdown to 5.8% projected for next year. But the giant Asian economy has been on a steadily slowing path for some time. Meanwhile, the IMF trimmed US growth just a tenth to 1.6% this year, with a repeat expected in 2021. Since 2018, Washington and Beijing have exchanged tit-for-tat tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars in two-way trade. Hundreds of AAP supporters on Monday gathered in central Delhi to take part in Arvind Kejriwal's mega roadshow, which was to be followed by him filing his nomination, but was postponed till today owing to the delay in the rally. "I love you," a visibly moved Kejriwal called out to his supporters as they walked with him from Valmiki Mandir near RK Ashram Marg metro station to the Hanuman Mandir near Connaught Place, traversing around 2.2 kilometers in over 2 hours and dancing to the tunes of the party's anthem, "Acche Bite Paanch Saal Lage Raho Kejriwal." The Walk with Kejriwal roadshow was to be followed by the Delhi CM going to Jamnagar House to file his nomination papers, but owing to the delay in the rally, he was unable to reach the SDM's office in time. Kejriwal said the nomination will now be filed on Tuesday, which is also the last day for the filing of nomination for the February 8 polls in Delhi. Before joining the mega roadshow, Kejriwal sought the blessings of his parents at his residence. His entire family, including his wife, two children and parents, reached the Valmiki Mandir at noon, from where the AAP leader commenced his roadshow ahead of filing his nomination from the New Delhi constituency. And the Andhra Pradesh Legislative Assembly late on Monday night passed the AP Decentralization and Inclusive Development of All Regions Bill 2020 that intended to give shape to the state government's plan of having three capitals, executive capital in Visakhapatnam, legislative in Amravati and judicial in Kurnool. The amendments to the bill proposed by the opposition Telugu Desam Party were rejected by the House. The bill will be moved in the Legislative Council today, but the government may face an uphill task to see it through, as the ruling YSR Congress is having just 9 members in the 58-member upper house. Towards the fag end of the day's proceedings, 17 MLAs of the TDP were suspended from the House for a day as they disrupted the Chief Minister's address. Winding up a nearly 12-hour acrimonious debate on the bill, Chief Minister Vice Jagan Mohan Reddy said, "By distributing the capital functions and focusing on decentralization, his government was undoing the wrongs and historic blunders committed by the previous regimes since the formation of erstwhile Andhra State in 1953. We are not changing the capital as such, we are only adding two new capitals. Amaravati will remain the same. We will not do any injustice to any region, the chief minister asserted. Listing out his government's priorities related to welfare and development, the chief minister maintained that it was not in a position to spend lakhs of crores of rupees on building a city, that is Amaravati. The previous chief minister, Chandrababu Naidu, created only Bhramaravati, or illusionary city, in the name of Amaravati. He turned the capital city into a real estate venture to benefit only a chosen few, Jagan lashed out. I cannot fool people by showing them only graphics, he remarked. He also debunked Chandrababu's claim that Amaravati was a self-financing project. Earlier, the leader of opposition said he was pleading with folded hands not to change the state capital from Amaravati to Vishakhapatnam. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.